This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
It's time for three guys talking smack and listening to music.
What's happening?
The disco show.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And I just want to say it wasn't my idea. I wanted to do a funk show, but I was overruled. And because of it, we actually had a little mutiny in here.
Yeah, we got a big mutiny. Omar is not here. Rumor is he's back in the closet again, dancing with that broom. We don't know. He's not here. And luckily, Benita's not here either, so we're going to trash her, too. She claims that there is a blackout in her part of town. But she lives in the blackest part of town anyway. So, you know, who knows?
The city does that when you don't meet them, monthly, so.
Exactly. But we got some guests in the house. We got some guests with us. And we're doing an upgrade this week.
Yeah.
Who we got in the house?
Hey, listen, I am honored and excited to be here. I'm DL, joined by my lovely and talented wife, Tracy.
Hello.
DL Hughley?
I'm the discount DL Hughley.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Tracy Ellis Ross?
kind of like Hughley, but less famous.
Okay.
So they take that homage.
I hope so.
I know.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yes.
And originally from the Boogie Down Bronx, we have.
Uh-oh.
Jason, I'm here representing a couple different things.
You heard?
My business, Renaissance Fitness Solutions, and a couple of the programs that we run. The most important one is Boxing with Bay. I do that with my wife, who's also named Tracy, but her last name's like mine now, which is German. And it is a little thing we put together to help folks get a little exercise in, learn a little boxing, but also learn how to communicate with each other, have a little fun at the same time.
Cool.
And Jason is a very patient brother because he's married to my daughter. So Lord knows he's very patient and he drinks like I do. So she's just like her mother. Like her mother in a good way. Let me clean it up because they'll be listening to this.
and he's a Steeler fan.
Of course,
we're a Steeler fan. We don't hold that against him.
we're gonna hop things off. We're gonna do it's disco, but we're gonna do dance music. We're gonna do funk. We're gonna do what we do. We can't stick to one particular thing. Starting off, we're gonna let our guests go first.
Thank you so much,
DL and Tracy. What you got coming?
Well, I wanted to Big P. Liam approached us with the idea of being a part of this show, and I thought, wow, disco. I'm not a huge fan.
We're none of us
I am
are.
A fan
Who
of
is?
I'm a huge fan of what disco birthed. So I chose Chic's Good Time.
Okay.
Good Times because that became the basis for hip hop. Okay. They used it in the background constantly. And all the earlier hip hop music, and people are still using that good times break. Grandmaster Caz, Flash, all the cats did it. So I like to hear it. And I'm a Niles Rogers fan, so I like seeing that old 70s groove,
And I chose the SOS band Take Your Time, Do It Right. And the reason I chose that song is because it was my first concert. I think I was about 10, maybe 11.
Oh, Lord, now I really feel old. You just made me feel very old, but it's okay.
That's what I was saying. You put the numbers to it. It's not.
It was my first concert. My dad took me and my brother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was interesting seeing
your dad went?
My dad took me. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. That was an interesting concert.
You have to know her dad. I could just picture him at an SOS concert. Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah.
And I have one final song that I suggested, and that's I Feel Love by Donna Summer. The lovely and talented Donna Summer. The reason I chose I Feel Love is because for a similar reason as Good Time Chic, it formed the basis for a lot of the house Chicago music that came out during that time. They used those breaks and also drum tracks and her voice to extend into what we call house today.
Okay.
That's good. You're right. We opened up. I was going to do the same thing. We're thinking of like Hey. Cool and the Gang celebration brought in. We've been celebrating this week for a lot of things, and we had an election. But first of all, I want to congratulate all of us for having the highest turnout ever.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely, no matter who
amazing.
You voted for.
Yeah.
Even though if you voted for, I'm not going to go there.
I'm not yeah, whoever you voted for.
I'm not going to start that.
You turned out. You turned out.
Really, that was another choice?
Evidently, 60,000 people felt that Kanye West was a good choice.
Truly. Yeah. And, you know, we really need to work on this educational system in America and also the mental health care. That's something that we need to be at the forefront.
Why are you talking about Kanye like that?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Kanye. I'm talking about
you hitting my point,
Kanye, but I don't need to get that. Sorry.
I think we better get out of this before we get in trouble again.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we're going to take DL Set. And after that, we will have, who do we have? We have Sweet Omar coming in after that. He's not with us, but he recorded something for us that included Disco Duck. But I'll let him tell you about that. Here we go.
Thanks. Another touch of jazz. Reanimation. Bring it back. What's up?
You gotta have a good time.
Nostalgia, the good times back in the day. Hey, neighborhood times, hide and go seek. Summertime sneaks, platform shoes, sleep over barbecues. Sneaking a drink and staying out late. Too much fun, no time for hate. Reminisce on the things that we used to do. Cut class, fines, but now they broke that ass.
Yeah. Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
So, Big P contacted me the other day, said, Omar, we're going to do a disco show next week. Send me some songs. It's like, okay. He's the executive director. He makes the decisions, and usually he makes good decisions. So, y'all remember disco? That was that era, sort of like present times, where you look back on, you say, man, glad that's over. Club scene was pretty wild in those days. The closets started to open, a lot of flamboyance in the air. And I don't know if you remember, on the TV, between shows, they would have the disco break with Scott and Jolinda. These two little yuppies would come on and show you how to do all the latest dances for the disco. And one local radio station here in Richmond used to take a disco song every day, start playing it, and just scratch the needle all the way across the record. I think this might be where Big P learned that technique from. So here's my three offerings for today. First one is I Love the Nightlife, Alicia Bridges. Second one will be Rick Dees, Disco Duck. And finally, the most flamboyant, You Don't Own Me by Klaus Nomi. Scratch away, Big P. I hope y'all enjoy this trip down memory lane. Peace.
moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms I begin to cluck. Look at me, I'm the disco.
You don't know me. I'm not just one of your little toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't play with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. Please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. Because you don't know me. Don't try to change. Don't tie me down, but I never stay. And don't tell me what to say. Don't tell me what to do. Just let me be myself. That's all I ask of you. I'm young, and I like to be young. I'm free, and I like to be free. To live
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back, y'all. We're back, y'all. And I'm sorry, you know, Omar's not here. But I couldn't take Disco Duck. I couldn't take it. So that that car crash that you heard was the Duck and Omar and everybody with him in that car. We just couldn't.
You brought it back, man. I'm so glad to hear that.
I was trying to hold out, but since none of us like disco and we're doing a disco show, we need to talk later about why we did do this.
You brought the scratch. That's dangerous, man, because you got to catch up for lost time. I never got scratched. I probably get hit this time, too. I don't know, but...
It's equal opportunity. Okay. We just have to wait and see how things go.
Lord, I'm nervous now.
All right. Well, we never scratch, I guess.
I know.
All right. So we got Jason coming up. Jason, what you got for us?
So... Disco era is a little bit out of my time frame, but I do have an old soul. So I dug in the crates a little bit. I took a look at some of the things that was on the Billboard list on my birthday, which is October 28th, 1982. I have to date myself. So I found a couple things, a little Gap Band.
He did date himself. He dated us is what he just did.
Yeah, dig it.
I found a little Gap Band. Little Pointer Sisters. I had to keep it in theme with my business. Got a little Eye of the Tiger in there, and a couple other things going to keep you on your toes.
And we didn't mention early that Jason didn't mention we're gonna both get in trouble. Tell us about Talk About It Tuesday before we do that on IG.
Ooh, Talk About It Tuesday is a moment in time. Well, not a moment in time, but it's a weekly segment where my wife and I sit down, give a little update on some of the things that's going on with us personally, as well as some of the things that we work on and how we work on them. Once again, focusing on communication, conflict resolution, problem solving, and hopefully helping out some other folks out there that in similar situations.
Decent.
Every Tuesday on IG under The Tracy Denise, and is it Jason New York? What is it, Jason?
Jason is so a little underscore sign NY.
You got it. All right, we're coming up now. The next set. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Benita, owner of the Vine Wine Club and sponsor of Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music. I am sitting out of the show this week because I am boycotting. I don't do disco. And so, because I didn't want to do the show, I am sure Big P won't play my songs. But if he did, I would love to dedicate a song to the three guys, Sweet Omar, Liam, and Big P. I really appreciate y'all letting me hang out with y'all and be on the show. It's like the highlight of my every 2 weeks. So I want to dedicate a special song to you gentlemen. It's just what I think about when I think about y'all. And it's Macho Man by the Village People. And on another note, since I've been begging people to vote, thank you for voting. If you did, congrats to our 46th president-elect, Joe Biden. And our sister, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And so I want to dedicate Work It to her by Mary J. Blige. I know it's not disco, but you ain't gonna play my songs anyway. So until next time, everybody take care and stay blessed.
Talking about life is say of overcoming. Just because the length of your hair ain't long, and they often criticize you for your skin tone. Wanna hold your head high, cause you a pretty woman. Get your runway stride on and keep it going. Girl, live your life.
I just wanna be myself. Don't be yourself. Follow me.
Girl, be yourself.
That's why I be myself.
Celebrating the things that everyone told me would never happen, but God has put his hands on me, and ain't a man alive could ever take it from me. Working with what I got, I gotta keep on. Taking care of myself, I wanna live long. Ain't never ashamed of life did to me. Wasn't afraid to change, cause it was good for me. I just wanna be
We back, y'all. I want to apologize for Macho Man and Benita's inappropriate comments, and we had to trash it. We had to scratch it. She's not here. It's only so much of this we can take.
It's just like old times, man. I miss that.
I want a commitment from you, Liam, that we never do another disco show again.
This was your idea, BP.
I know, and it was
to
a bad
funk show.
But we were drinking. We were drinking when we said we were going to do this.
That's true. But still, I didn't want to do it. I wanted to do a funk show.
Right. Well, Benita told us.
I guess we'll have fun with a funk show, too.
Yes. You know what we've never done? All of us are jazz lovers. We've never done a straight jazz show.
Well,
in 2 years, we have never done a straight-ahead jazz show.
That's true.
So I'm making a suggestion now on air.
Okay.
And we come back and we... The next couple of shows that we decide to come out and do some serious jazz that we can all agree on and no one gets scratched.
All right. Almost did that once.
Yeah, but then, you know, but then Omar's going to bring out a disco version of Frank Sinatra and it's going to go downhill. And he's going to bring a jazz version of Pastor Klein, but that's what he does. You know, Pastor Klein doing jazz, but we will get through that. We'll get through that. We had, Benita's not here to read the comments this week, and I don't have it in front of me, but we did get a letter from one of our first fans.
Our first fan.
We do have a couple. Diane, who we found out a lot about, she's actually, we invited her to come on the show as our first fan, but we didn't know that she actually works as a first responder. She works in the hospital working with COVID patients. and not available in the evening. We appreciate that, and we salute everybody who's out there on the front lines doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the show, you know that she and Omar have been going back and forth at it. Well, not really going back and forth. She's kind of
she's more
she
caring.
To say it. Yes.
Yeah, she's a lot more caring.
So she's not able to do the show. We want to reach out to her. She said she was going to take a break. We hope not. But I know, I think, Liam, you did communicate back with her or tried to reach her.
Yeah. I just sent an email telling her, you know, we never intended for the show to take that kind of a turn, because the whole thing we started with was to bring a whole different side to the Black Talk Radio Network, and Scotty let us do that. I mean, we've been called other things like coonery and buffoonery, I think it was, but even Ben, one of our fans, who used to get on us all the time in the beginning, he came around too and admitted that he liked what we were doing. But we started as a fun thing, three guys that were friends, kind of grew up together. We all love music, and that was our hook, you know, our love for music and talking smack about each other and other people and so forth. And during the times that we are living in right now, things got a little out of control, and people were, like, you know, upset about a lot of stuff. And I just wanted her to know that we don't want really to be a political talk show or anything like that. We all have opinions and we all have feelings, but we wanted to be the lighter side of the network. We wanted to be people to tune into us and be able to laugh and, like, you know, go back in time with some of the music we play and just feel good in these bad times. That was our goal, our mission. So, you know, we're getting back to that. This is the start of it now. We're going back to where we used to be and try to keep our noses clean and stay out of that other stuff unless we absolutely have to, because we do have feelings just like everyone else. But our goal is to make people feel good. So anyway, Diane, if you're listening, I hope you continue to listen, and maybe one day, if we do this earlier, maybe you can be on. So
let's and see. Get back to listening. Jason kind of showed me up with that set that he did, because I pretend to be a DJ. But he, the Tiger the Gap Band, he kind of laid it out there for us and set the standard. So you have to come back again, Jason, and do it set for us. And we need to remind everybody that in addition to this 2-hour podcast, we're on 24 hours a day.
That's right. We're
live 365. I start the mornings, believe it or not. I do an inspiration show in the morning.
Believe it or not.
No jokes. I do morning inspiration, but I also do a Friday and Saturday night dance party. And on Monday and Tuesday evenings, I do Mellow Madness from 5 to 9. Liam does Timeless Tunes at 11 o'clock every day. I'm trying to remember all of this.
I'm listening. I'm watching.
He covers everything. Omar comes on with the Penthouse Suite at 2:30 on Monday through Fridays. Benita has the Takeover Show, and that's what she does, take every damn thing over. She's on Wednesdays and Fridays from 5 to 9. She does the Happy Hour to promote Divine Wine Club, and she is not only part of the show, she is our sponsor. She doesn't give us any money. She doesn't pay any damn thing, but she does give us wine.
Yeah.
And it's good.
She pays us with good wine. So, and Jason, you had some delivered to your house too, right?
I absolutely have. Yeah, so. It was very good. I'm not a huge wine drinker, but I like my sweet reds, and she has a really good one that I didn't share with anybody.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, I can tell you, she made a comment about you and me liking sweet red and what was wrong with us. We needed to be more manly. I mean, she talked about you too, and she doesn't even know you. And she asked me whether or not you drink yours out of a straw like mine. So I'm putting it all out there.
With an umbrella.
So when you come back next time, Jason, we can get back with her. And this is the stuff that comes out of her mouth. She's going to sell you wine and then complain about what
then
you
buy. Then they're going to talk about you.
Yeah. But that's sweet little Benita.
So, by the way, we drink wine as well over here. The Hopkins.
Not sweet, though.
You don't eat
that? Wow.
And did she just throw us under the bus too?
Yeah.
We will connect you with Divine Wine Club in Bonita, and you can actually have wines delivered to your house each month. You can pick what you want and have a selection brought to your house each month. I'm actually doing a commercial for her.
Can we quickly touch on this thing about what's the name of that group that she dedicated to us?
Macho Man, Village People.
Yeah. What was that all about?
I don't know. She said that the three of us were not very manly men. I don't know what she meant by that.
Oh. Hmm. Well, you know, depends on your upbringing, what you used to.
So, I'm going to leave it at that. Because I'm sure that once she hears the show, there will be comments made. And
oh, yeah.
That's what we expect from her.
Oh, yeah.
All right, coming up on the last segment here, we've got Liam. What you got for us?
Oh, man, let me see. I got Sheik, they seem to have a theme going on. And I got one of your favorite songs, Dance, Dance, Dance.
Yowza. I hate that song, but go ahead.
Well, there you go. I guess I'll be hearing all of that. Also, I have the BT Express, doing Express.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, that was from back in the day when I actually went out dancing. I think that was around 74. I lived in New York, and I had some friends, and they should take me out to all these discotheques. And, man, it was fun back then.
I was in elementary school then.
I didn't like disco, but I liked going out to those clubs. It was just the vibe in those places was, like, amazing back then. And I finished it up with something. I don't know if it's disco or not. I just liked something I hadn't heard in a long time. And I was going through my albums lately, and I found this one. It was the Dexter Wanzel, Life on Mars.
Okay.
Nobody. Well,
that is one of my favorites.
And, yeah, so I was doing Life on Mars with Dexter Wanzel.
And I'm going to have to tell you what's in my mix when we come back, because I forgot what I put together. So
that's okay.
That's
I
what
do
happens.
Too.
And I'm only drinking ginger
ale.
We're heading out. Is it you're not gonna say anything then?
You just gonna. What do you want me to say? We're heading out.
We'll be right back. Check it out. Liam and Big P coming up. Coming up, we got a double dose of Jocelyn Brown, Somebody Else's Love, and also where they're sitting in with Incognito, straight from Liam's playlist, Always There, followed by Groove in the Heart by D-Light, and In Deep, A DJ Saved My Life.
Somebody. just lovely and delicious. I couldn't ask for another. Something looks in this torso. Heart got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. Hilt of the rhythm, where I wanna be. Come on, flowing, glowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, witty, can't think quitty, quitty. Stomp on a scoop when I hear a funk group. Blue playing pop pipe, follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it. The groove is in the heart.
It's not a problem that I can't fix. cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
Well, all right.
Dub time.
You know what?
What?
That was wrong, but I'm not surprised because you haven't scratched nobody in a long time. And I really don't care because it's a disco show, so to scratch anything on that would be fine.
Yowza.
So that was cool. But yeah, thank you. I didn't want to listen to all that either.
It was equal opportunity.
Right.
I scratched all of the three of you.
Yowza.
I didn't scratch myself and I didn't scratch the guests.
Well.
Now, next time you guys come back, you might get scratched too. You only get one pass. We're going to get out of here. We thank everybody. We thank you for wasting another hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever this is. We're going out with McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now.
And you guys come back anytime. This has been a real good show.
In fact, it's a lot better. Maybe we won't bring Omar and Benita back. Let them have their own show. Yeah, somewhere. You know,
we call them the cutthroats.
Now they know we don't need them, right?
Dig it, man.
Catch y'all later. What
about the wine?
We don't need John Lennon and Oko.
Oh, that's right, the wine. That's right, the wine. We do need Benita.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. Like you said, okay. That damn Benita.
It's been real. Until we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Stay blessed.
Thanks a lot for coming out, right?
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold.
wants an angel.
Check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.